This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3. You can take control of the airwaves by bringing up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I want to expand on a point that I was attempting to make as we were running out of precious moments in the second hour of the program. We had John on the line in Oklahoma, and he was very concerned about the idea of getting rid of the government, which is what I was talking about, is, I think, a necessary prerequisite before we get to the point of having this wonderful technological innovation that could allow us to, for instance, live forever or combine with machines or download our consciousness or whatever neat things might be coming in the future. It seems to me government's going to be a major hindrance to that, and some people in government may do everything they can to prevent us regular folk from getting our hands on it. And so I guess that kind of tweaked John a little bit, and he was concerned, as many people are, about getting rid of the government. And I think that getting rid of the government is probably a bad way to put it. How about transitioning to a voluntary society?
And decentralizing power.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Voluntary governance.
Because how are you going to get rid of government? I mean, that just you just sound like a militia kook or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not really a good way to put it, and I don't condone that kind of phraseology.
Right. So transitioning to a voluntary society makes more sense, but that still I don't think would stop John from being frightened of the idea of, well, if there's no government as we know it today, then how would things be orderly? Because government has done a brilliant job of indoctrinating people. It's not very good at pretty much everything it does, but the government indoctrination system, it's relatively effective. And so they've managed to train people to believe that in the absence of the state, there will be disorder.
Right. That the only way to get people to do what it is you want them, you know, some of the things that that they need to do. And the fact is, I'm sure John would even agree that the government is, it's constricting people in ways that we would have never imagined when we put it together, and ways that are evil and wrong. But how are you going to get people to do the things that they have to do in order for a civilized society without threatening them with violence, imprisonment, all those things? Because obviously people want, you want a society where you're relatively safe. You're not threatened by brigands and cut purses at every corner. So you need to have a certain amount of, you can call it governance in order to have that. I don't necessarily believe that that a completely voluntary society would work, but I'm ready to get as close as we can to that and sort of look.
Well, that's because that's where the evidence is. I mean, the evidence points to voluntary interaction as being the most orderly, efficient way to live life. And I touched on...
violent, too.
Yeah, well, I touched on the Katrina aftermath as an example. Because if you believe that government creates order, which is the premise of what John was saying before, if you believe that, and many people do, then this should be one of the key things you take a look at. If government creates order, then a larger amount of government should create more order, right? I mean, in theory, don't you think?
Yeah.
The more powerful and controlling a government is, therefore the more order one would expect out of any area of land that government occupies. So let's go back to the Hurricane Katrina example, which I didn't have a lot of time to talk about. We covered the Hurricane Katrina aftermath in a fair amount of depth on this program as it all unfolded, because there was so many different... Obviously, the news did a fine job of covering the human tragedy aspect of it, but on this show, we covered the governmental tragedy aspect, how government got in the way of private efforts, how government got in the way of Walmart and trucks full of water and ice trying to actually help people. They said, no, turn around. Government turned around boats that were coming to try to rescue people. Government turned around people that were trying to come in and rescue people. They said, no, we've got it under control. We're locking off this area. You can't come in. That's what they did. There was story after story about it. And anybody that was down there will tell you. Okay? Anybody that tried to help out was turned away. If you were not a FEMA employee or a military member, you were not wanted, or cops. There were some cops that came in from all around the country, too, including California. And by the way, they took away people's guns, I should mention. I guess that was to promote order, taking away people's guns?
They're always going to use that the straw man of order in order to get what they need done. I mean, the government set up this Bill of Rights that we have, and the government has systematically torn it apart. The Bill of Rights, you just don't have them. They've all been compromised. Every last one of them. In some way or another, I guess other than, military men being housed in your...
Oh, no, that one was compromised after Katrina.
Yeah.
We saw footage of the National Guard breaking into a church.
So they could
sleep there and they could make it their little headquarter of operations. So again, if you believe government creates order out of chaos, then there should have been a tremendous amount of order to be found in the area of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. I mean, just beside the natural forces, obviously government can't control the wind and the water and that sort of thing. But as far as the people are concerned, should have been pretty controlled, should have been pretty orderly. But that's not what happened. In fact, the opposite of that is what you could observe. The government told people it was taking guns, clearly violating the Second Amendment, as it went around door to door from the people that had remained in the area and confiscated firearms for people. Its excuse was that, well, we need to take these firearms from you because someone shot at us. They alleged they had been shot at. There wasn't really any evidence of that actually happening beyond the claims of the police. So the police claimed they were shot at, and so that justified them taking away guns from people. Huh. Well, that wasn't really the purpose of government, but beyond that...
Can't they then use that as the same justification now? I mean, don't cops get shot at in everyday life?
Sure they do. And if the cops are being shot at, if you want to take what they're saying as true, that they were being shot at, where's all the order? I mean, people shooting at people in the streets? That doesn't sound too orderly. And also remember the incredibly high level of governmental people that were in this area. Regular people left. The people that could got out. The people that stayed were either too poor, or they didn't know they had to leave, or they were infirmed.
Or they wanted to defend their property,
and they just wanted to stay. But for the most part, most people got the hell out. And so, therefore, what you have is you had an incredibly high governmental percentage per capita, per population.
I don't think you need to prove to people that government is not order. I mean, really.
Well, apparently I do.
He fell back on that, but then realized that he'd made a mistake. Look,
but people believe that.
No, it's garbage. It's absolute positive garbage.
But they believe
that. Walgreens can tell me if I have a prescription in Sarasota, Florida, and I take a trip to Seattle, Washington, but I forgot to get my prescription, Walgreens can figure out how to get me my subscription, how much I need, who my doctor was, and get that prescription to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you think police departments can communicate from one side to the other and tell this man's wanted and that's... They're just barely now getting that.
Yeah.
These people are incompetent. They are not motivated in the same way that we are. Government is, it's all about sloth. It's all about doing things half-assed because they just don't have to.
But they've got uniforms.
Right. If they don't do it right, so what? They get more money, and you still have to pay, and if you don't pay, you go to jail. These people are violent. They're not orderly.
Well,
they're dangerous.
You know, I'm glad you brought up things outside of Katrina, because there are plenty of examples outside of Katrina, but, for instance, the D.C. sniper would be a great example of that. Those two guys, the D.C. snipers, they just created so much terror and so much fear in the population. And the government was, they were all over the case. They were making speechifying every single day about it and talking about, oh, we're getting closer, we're investigating this, and blah, 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 blah. But what cracked the case for them? Some citizen, an individual who happened to come across a suspicious-looking vehicle in a parking lot and called it in. So it didn't have anything to do with the government cracking that case or solving that case. It was an individual who actually figured that one out.
Or how about that case or that story about a week or so ago about the closed-circuit TV cameras in Britain? They're all over the place. They're taking pictures of everything, and they have not lowered crime whatsoever.
Streetlights do a better job.
But back to Katrina, because, Mark, there are people that believe the government creates order. The law and order types are absolutely victims of this mentality.
They're victims of the mentality, but it doesn't take much to... If you take 3 minutes to examine this in your own mind, instead of saying government is order, if you take 3 minutes to examine it, you will realize, huh, yeah, I guess that's not really true. The government isn't orderly.
No. What's orderly is people who have their self-interest at heart. And their self-interest is, I want to live, I want to survive, therefore I will not harm others. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. You can incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've used it. They're not kidding. It's fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's FTL. LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Government doesn't create order. As a matter of fact, one could argue the opposite, that government contributes to disorder because in its supposed mission to protect life, liberty, and property, it actually violates life, liberty, and property. It is the bandit on the street corner, except they just don't have to stand on the street corner. All they have to do is send you something in the mail, and you'll bow down and obey pretty much anything they demand from you.
So someone can claim that that government is essentially this greater property holder than the property holders themselves, that whereas you own your land, also the municipality owns your land, and the state owns your land, and the federal government owns your land in sort of a descending order. Even though you own your land, they all own your land above, and so because you're within the borders of whatever, you pick your government entity, whether it's state, municipality or the federal mm-hmm. government, that you've sort of agreed tacitly to their rules, and their rules are violent ones. But it's sort of like me saying, you can come to my house, but every hour I get to hit you in the eye. And you can't go nowhere else because everybody else, when you go to their house, they're going to kick you in the crotch, or they're going to poke you in your nose, or
Thank goodness I'm here hitting you in the eye.
Because I ain't tore off one of your limbs yet. And this is the choice that you have with governments. All governments tax through violence and theft and coercion. That's how they operate.
Except it's a Hobson's choice. There is another choice, and the other choice is to propagate the idea of the voluntary society. And
you can propagate it, but until then you're getting poked in the eye.
Well, yeah, but if you get enough people who are willing to propagate that idea, moving to the same place as we are with the Free State Project, moving liberty activists together, we can have that voluntary society simply by opting out of the coercive society and choosing our voluntary society. Because if it's true what all the documents say, and that governments in this country were formed by the consent of the governed, then it should be a simple matter of withdrawing one's consent. One should not have to go anywhere else and join another government. One could simply just withdraw consent from this one and choose not to form another one.
That's right. It isn't a society based on voluntary interaction?
That's the definition of a society.
More civilized?
Well, the society is supposed to be a voluntary association of individuals coming together for a common cause. That's, as I understand it, the definition of society. So by that definition, this should be a voluntary society, so we should be able to opt out.
And isn't a voluntary society more prosperous and more free and more, what was that word we used before?
Wealthy?
Well,
for sure.
It works.
So real quick, we're going to go to the phone calls as for another good example of what holds the fabric of society together. It's not the government people. It's humans' natural desire to propagate themselves, to continue their lives, and to enjoy their lives. We're not running around killing one another because, we want to live to see the next day. We want to experience what's coming next. That's part of the fun of being alive, is living. We're not killing each other. We're not holding back from murdering one another because there's a chance a cop might drive down the street. I mean, I could start killing people if I wanted to, as the DC snipers did, and there'd be very little that the police would be able to do about it if I were careful enough. I mean, again, it was total.
That's why it's so hard to find people that are the serial killers. If the first thing the cops do when they look at somebody who's been killed is they look at the spouse or loved ones and that kind of thing, because those are the people that are most likely to do it. But if you really want to be a crazy person, they're so rare.
Right. And the reason, and, you know, if I wanted to start killing people, if I actually did start doing that, eventually I'd probably be stopped by one of my potential victims, which is one of the other big factors.
Especially if the government hasn't disarmed them.
Right. So not only do people just naturally want to get along with one another because they want to live long, happy lives, that's, I think, the main factor to why things aren't chaotic and awful out there. The second factor is that we can defend our lives. We, in, at least here in America, have the ability, and well, some parts of America, have the ability to defend ourselves with violence from violent aggressors. And so if people
except
get it
the government.
Except the government. So if people get it into their heads to start robbing and pillaging and killing, eventually they're going to come across someone who's, nah, that's okay, you're not going to rob me today. Pow! And then there goes their killing spree. It's over and done with. So that's another factor that keeps things safe.
And a lot of us have wondered, why don't we get anybody decent to vote for? Well, that's because in a society with coercion, the most cunning, the most crooked people rise to power. Whereas in a voluntary society, it's more based on merit. The people who end up being the informal opinion leaders mm-hmm. are put there on a voluntary basis because of merit.
Absolutely.
Who's so, worse, the manager CEO or the statesman that kills so many? I mean, you know how the statement's been made. You kill one person, you're a murderer. You kill 10,000, you're a statesman.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, the place you're looking to live, Mark, here in New Hampshire, has zero police officers.
That's
zero
correct.
Police officers.
There are towns here in New Hampshire that have no cops.
And from what I understand from our conversation with a former Keene police detective, there's only one state police officer on duty at any given time for the entirety of Cheshire County.
No, where he said three. Cheshire County's huge.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn he said there was only one on.
He would say that there was only one that would
be
available.
You're wrong. It was three local Keene cops at any given time, one statey, usually. He said sometimes it was more, but mostly
prefer
one.
If you went ahead and emailed him and found out if that was true, because I don't think that's
right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because it was pretty noticeable when he said it. But anyway, there are very, very few of them. So one could just start going crazy over where you're looking to move and start killing people, and before... I mean, the state probably wouldn't even get wind of it before, you know, a bunch of people croaked. They perished. So why aren't people killing one another off? There's no government to speak of as far as the actual guns of government, as far as the men with guns, the scary guys that are supposedly keeping society together.
They've got guns
together.
Because they have a inner town compacts that trade cops. The cops are just farther away.
Right, but my point being that there's virtually no government to speak of. The protectors are not around, even, and everything's fine. But contrast that to a place like New York City or Washington, D.C., where the amount of cops per population is much higher than the places you're talking about or we're discussing. There's plenty of violence there, plenty of crime being committed. There are cops everywhere. In many cases, it's the cops committing the crimes. Again, after Hurricane Katrina, you could go into Walmart, look at the looters, and see cops within the looters stealing stuff from Walmart. So, really, what else do you need to know? But Dave Ridley's on the line from RidleyReport.com, and he's going to tell us about an open carry litter pickup that happened here in New Hampshire. Great example of nonviolent people helping keep other people safe without involving the government one iota. We'll tell you more about that, or Dave will, here in moments, and we'll talk to you, too. Lee and Dennis are both on the line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them from the front page of the website. We give them away. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your phone calls. Pete is on the line in Michigan City, listening on WIMS. Hello, Pete.
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind, Pete?
Well, got to tell you, I listened to the program, and I'm going to take odds with you tonight.
Okay,
excellent.
Louisiana Katrina.
Okay.
All right. Were either one of you two guys there?
I was not, but we did have listeners on the ground calling in and obviously paid close attention to it.
I see. I was there for 2 months. I'm not law enforcement.
Okay.
Okay. What I do, though, is professional disaster aid.
Great.
Gentlemen, I could tell you two things where you're wrong. Number one, there was a war zone down in the ninth.
Okay.
I was involved in it.
On what does that mean,
that,
a war
those
zone?
Those who had
CCWs.
CCWs. Who were official, who had concealed carry, or who had their permits to carry, who were official, even with aid teams, were permitted to carry their weapons in. I'm telling you now, gentlemen, I can tell you that gunshots were fired because my vehicle had bullet holes in it.
Wow.
I know H-60 Hilo pilots from the Coast Guard that could tell you that their helos were shot at. My guys went in. I had two aid teams go in. They were all armed.
Good.
So for those people who think for 1 minute that these were rumors or innuendos, I can tell you from experience that they're not.
Great. I'm glad you clarified that for me, because I just don't trust the cops when they say things like that.
I wouldn't have doubted that either.
Well, you know, cops will make up some crap sometimes, like when they're out at a protest, they'll claim a protester threw a bottle at them, and that's why they had to go and club a bunch of protesters in the head, and, you know, the fact is maybe the bottle was never thrown, or maybe it was actually one of the cops that was undercover throwing the bottle. So it's hard for me to trust the cops when they say things, but I'm glad you've cleared that up. Go ahead, sir.
You are right about one thing, though. NOPD fell apart. I mean, they were part of the problem. Well, not all of them. I would say a good percentage of them were a part of the problem.
Well, many of them didn't even show up. There was a percentage that decided, that's okay, I'm leaving, and they didn't even stay on to do their duty, so-called. And then there was another percentage, you know, that obviously followed orders and did what they were supposed to do. And then there was the other percentage that was actually involved in the looting. So there was different kind of situations for the cops.
And I will tell you this much, too. Most of those cops down there who volunteered to go in, when their gear, personal gear, got destroyed, they didn't get it replaced by the government. Aid organizations had to go beg other police departments throughout the country to send gear back in. Mm. I mean, it was one mess. It was literally a disaster amongst the disaster.
Certainly, it had to have been difficult for the people, for the law enforcement officers that went in there, to restore order, as it were. But does that absolve them of violating the Constitution to which
absolutely not. I got to tell you one thing, though. As far as disarming is concerned, where they disarmed, the Ninth Ward needed to be disarmed. The rest of the state and the rest of the area, I didn't see anybody being disarmed. Matter of fact, if anything, the last thing you do down in Louisiana is to try to take anybody's weapon. As far as the
American they got away with it.
They were taking lots of white people's weapons, and there are not many white people living in
Ninth Ward. The areas that they were taking weapons in, I can tell you for a fact, I hate to say this because I am a huge supporter of the Second Amendment, but they needed to get it. They needed to get in there and get those weapons out because those people, even whites, doesn't matter, whites, black, yellow, or green, even if you were law-abiding, the odds were that you, if the gangs had their weapons removed and they found that you had them, they were going to either take you out and get your weapon. And so the cops in there decided to clean house in certain sectors. But I got to tell you,
I don't really care what their excuse is. The fact is, you're not going to disarm the gangs. They are going to have the weapons, and that was what the alleged problem was. So what they did was they went around and took firearms from regular people, not from gang members.
What was going on? I mean, the break in entries and the looting and the crime was down there was tremendous. Now,
right, and I saw video footage.
They did.
There was video footage of the cops breaking and entering. So
absolutely. I mean, New Orleans Police Department was notorious for that.
The thing is you're armchair quarterbacking this. You're saying that the New Orleans Police Department couldn't be trusted, but all the rest of the police departments could, and of course the U.S. military could. And we had to suspend the Constitution. We had to suspend people's rights in order to keep them safe. And that's how the Constitution's been destroyed up to this point. My rights don't exist because the Bill of Rights gave them to me. My rights exist because I was born with them, and the government has no right to take them away.
Wait,
the government
Mark, you live in the Ninth Ward.
The government was instituted in order to protect those rights, supposedly, and then when it goes in and says, oh, except for when it's not safe for us or not safe for you, we deem it not safe for you.
Yeah.
They don't. That's when they're in the name of truth and justice, they're doing the wrong thing. And that the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I'm sure
the Germans didn't say we just need to kill all the Jews. We need to throw them in gas ovens, ovens and gas them and that kind of thing.
Hitler thought he was making a better world.
Lots of good reasons.
Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. Of what I saw down there, in the 60 days I was down there, outside New Orleans PD, I didn't see any other police departments, actually, you know, remove the Constitution, nor did I see the National Guard do any such thing.
Well, it's a case study, and I certainly appreciate your observation. We've seen video footage of the National Guard taking
people's
weapons.
All you have to do is go to the NRA's website. They will show you video of cops and soldiers taking weapons from American citizens, including tackling old women.
California Highway Patrol.
It's disgusting.
The California Highway Patrol.
I'm so glad the NRA is doing that, since they didn't show up down there to help, but... The point is...
But they probably wouldn't have been allowed in.
Walmart showed up, but the government turned them away.
Well, I mean, the government
these
turned a lot of
people
away,
were,
and that was wrong,
these people
too,
that were busy
were
taking people's guns
people
were busy
help.
Turning away people with water. They were not only disarming
exactly.
citizens, they were killing them through their inaction.
Yeah.
Well, the entire response was a disaster.
Sure,
there's
because
no
it was the government. Walmart wasn't a disaster. They got water there lickety-split.
What about the FEMA trailer full of mold?
The first police officers on the scene outside NLPD were the Canadian Mounted Police. Literally. Exactly. Because they were the first police department to respond.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, what happened down there is actually, you're absolutely right, is a case study, and I hope I never get to see it again, nor do I never get to see a response like that again.
Well, anytime a disaster occurs, if government's the responding organization, you will continue to see things like this. In fact, in Kansas, last year, there was a tornado that hit, and after the tornado, they decided they needed to take people's guns away again. And there was not a situation like there was in the 9th District, I think you said? The 9th Ward. Also, after Katrina, some of the people that were interviewed by the NRA... They were accosted on the waterways, and I don't think the Ninth Ward extends into the waterways. There were people that were boating, trying to bring aid to people and trying to get out of the area. They were stopped by armed men, Coast Guard men, and people like that.
It's erroneous to say that they were only taking weapons in the Ninth Ward. He may have only seen that.
What was going on down there, even with aid. And I got to tell you, it was a very difficult situation, even under the auspice of FEMA. Thank God for the churches down there, because they're the ones that really pulled it off. But a lot of the aid interception was being done because it was going outside any type of channel, whether it was government channel, private channel, or anybody else's channel. It was just being dumped. I mean,
well,
you had people bringing aid down there and just dumping aid.
That is a private channel. That is a private channel. If I go from Florida to Louisiana in order to help, then I'm providing private aid. The government, with its, this centralized mechanism, is where it failed every time. All, like you said, all the aid came from private areas.
Yep. Hey, great call. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for all your help down there after Katrina. It was people like you that really made it a difference. Not the government bureaucrats.
You've got to have freedom for everybody, or you'll have it for no one.
That is true. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. It is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You got to buy stuff. You might as well buy it at Amazon. Groceries. They've got groceries now. Also, books. DVDs, I can't name all the categories. There are 41 categories for you to shop in. And great prices, the brands you trust, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a cut. We go to your phone calls. It's Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, what's happening? I wanted to call and tell you about something we're doing a little more positive with guns and what the authorities did down in Katrina. We've, you know, been doing these quite a bit, but we did the fourth open carry litter pickup in Manchester on Saturday.
Excellent.
You guys got some newspaper coverage on that, too.
Yeah, you've done a series of these as well across the state of New Hampshire, as I understand it.
Yeah, what's new about this one is that this time we just knew we'd have enough people, so we invited the media. And
great.
You know, we knew it would be worth their time, and even though it rained, you know, we had about nine people, and there were two different articles in the primary New Hampshire newspaper, the Union Leader, and what was interesting was to watch on the Union Leader site, people can actually respond,
comments, yeah,
respond, and so you usually get, you know, an average article maybe gets 10 responses, each of these articles got about 30 responses, and it was over 2-1 positive in favor of what we were doing.
Excellent. Good to hear. So how did your outlaw puppeteering event go? I think it was yesterday?
Yep, they ignored me again. I broke two laws this time.
You're just going to have to step it up.
Right in front of the State House, although I guess one of them wasn't really a law. It was more of a regulation or a ordinance.
So one of them was no puppeteering without a license. You'd broken that one before. You broke that one last week. You broke that one again this week. And you also broke the, you said, the ordinance that says you can't protest at the State House without a permit. You did not have a permit. You did not have a license. And they didn't even come talk to you? The cops didn't try to do anything at all, huh?
They did not, and that's different because normally they will come out. I mean, I've seen them enforce it many times, the demonstrating without a permit regulation or whatever you want to call it. But I guess since they knew in advance that we were coming and since there were a lot of us, they just sort of never left the building.
So they just called, since you warned them, it was a permit.
Yeah, people actually called the cops. They called, I heard they called the tip line to report an illegal puppet show, and they still didn't come out. I mean,
illegal puppet show.
But the crime was reported to them, and they didn't even come out.
And people talk about the government maintaining order. How in the world can people violate the important rule of no puppeteering without a permit in... in New Hampshire, and no protesting on the lawn of the State House with, the authorities know, and they don't do anything.
It's anarchy in the streets of New Hampshire.
You know, the fact is, it just proves that this gang has nothing to do with democracy, that it's all about just, protecting its friends and punishing its enemies, and, you know, it didn't bother them.
Dave, what's the next step? You said you were going to keep upping the ante every single time. You're going to keep doing puppet shows until you make at least $1,000. And how much did you take in yesterday? You took in $55 the first time.
Like $12 this time.
Oh, man.
You're going to do a lot of puppet shows.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a lot more because, I've heard you're just letting people in for free if they want to watch for free, so you're only really taking donations. But
turnout overall was up, but I keep inviting people. I just feel bad about, you're going to pay $2. I just sort of just set the jar there and just forget about it, you know. And a lot of other people forget about it, too.
So you said you were going to up the ante every single time and perhaps break a new law every time you do the protest. Where are you going to take this next, and when's the next one going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to do another one on May 25th. Like, each time we try to break an additional law. Like, we broke one law the first time, two laws the second time. On this third one, we'll try to break three stupid laws. And that'll probably be on May 25th. After that, there could be a break, and then we'll pick it up again. The State House is sort of not around very much during this, once the summer starts to hit. And so we'll be doing the May 25th one in Manchester, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could, these are statewide laws for the most part, so they could be done anywhere. So that's good. Now, what is the third law? What are you considering as far as the next one you're going to break?
I don't know. I'm probably going to do another pretty innocuous one that's not enforced. But I'm not sure. I mean, we're just kind of looking around different ideas. You could, it's illegal to put, water in a milk carton.
Yes, I was thinking about that one. Yep.
Use milk cartons for something other than milk.
That is correct.
All these different weird things.
Yeah, it would be illegal, as I understand it. And this is from Brad Jardis, one of the New Hampshire Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members. He's just been finding some bizarro laws. He tells me that if you were to just take a cart, like if you went into the 7-Eleven, got one of those little half pints of milk or whatever, pint of milk or, you know, the smallest possible one you could get, drink the milk, and then
shove
a candy bar wrapper
into
there,
that carton, you've broken the law.
You violated that law. So
somebody must have been poisoned at some time 100 years ago, and they passed that law and just never repealed it.
It's the dairy lobby. It's the dairy lobby. Every time, because, you know, milk being such a lucrative beverage... Yeah, they got all these silly laws to protect them.
Dave, keep us in the loop as you continue your activism. You're doing a great job, and thank you for all of it, and thank you for the call tonight. We've got to continue and talk to Dennis, also in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to share a little cool personal story. I was up at the state capitol today handing out our libertarian recommendations to the legislators on how to vote, mm-hmm. which we do
the gold
every
sheet.
Week. And there were a couple of people there, kids really, with those purple "I'm a healthcare voter" shirts on.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen those.
Oh, and watch TV sometime. They're all over the place. And so there was a bill that was like stupid statist health related bill, some mandate or other. And of course, they're all in favor of that. You know, force the evil insurance companies to pay for everyone's healthcare. And of course, on our list of things was don't vote for this bill. And here's all these reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into this really great conversation with one of these guys, young, idealistic kid who thought he was there, honestly, in his heart, thought he was there to help people.
Mm, sure.
And you were talking earlier about the argument, you know, just presenting it out to people, or the liberty argument, if you will. and really just confronting this guy with, I mean, not being confrontational, but just posing to him, hey, you know, you want to pass a law. What's a law? Just asking that question. I think basically what I ended up doing is giving this guy a condensed 10-minute, like, ramrod of Free Talk Live. He got condensed Free Talk Live. In 10 minutes, we went from what's a law to, you know, do you have to use guns and violence to threaten people to do this with their
healthcare? Did he want to use guns and violence?
That's all government has.
He didn't see the gun at first, but after, right, you know, 5 minutes of what I call concentrated Free Talk Live, eventually we kind of ended up with me saying, look, I'd love to debate this issue with you if you just put down the gun. And you see him go red, and he's really struggling with this, and he didn't like it, and he kind of changed the subject to sports or something, but you could really see them gears turning.
Sure.
It was great.
He'd never thought about it that way before.
Exactly. It's just putting those arguments out to the people who are, let's face it, they're activists, whether we like what they're doing or not, and they need to be engaged.
Well,
so,
thanks, sir.
One other really quick thing. I was talking to a state rep who was, by the way, completely pissed off at us invaders, invading his state to take it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's his
state. Hey, did you tell him that his governor that was duly elected by the public invited us? Because I love that one. Look,
he doesn't consider that guy his governor. That's
understood.
Right.
But
that.
You don't get to pick. It's democracy, baby, and you're a Democrat.
Well, I pointed out the lady from Massachusetts who tried to pass some horrible statist anti-constitutional gun laws that we broke down. But you know, those are difficult. But I kept quoting the Constitution, which you know I've got pieces of it committed to memory now just because I'm crazy like that. So I'm all, you know, Part 1, Article 3, blah blah blah, and it comes out this guy, it turns out, had never actually read the New Hampshire Constitution.
And he's a state rep.
Yeah, he's a state rep. And son of a gun, by the end of our conversation, he had gone down the hall to the Secretary of State's office, picked himself up a copy of the Constitution. He was walking by me, and he's still kind of miffed, but he's showing it to me. He's saying, I'm going to read this while I'm in there today.
And I'm going to figure out how it is that I'm going to argue with you people.
That's right.
Awesome.
It was beautiful.
Good. Yeah. I want him to read it.
Dennis, keep up the good work, man. You're doing good work.
You won't
over
do
there.
Any good,
though.
Fantastic, Dennis.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, the probably, as I said on the air, the most effective political organization in the state of New Hampshire.
The NHLA needs to do is get good liberty people elected. We're never going to convert a guy like that that he was talking about.
Bring those libertarians over to the NHLA and put them to work. From what I understand, the Libertarian Party is just absolutely floundering. It's losing its members. I think the vice chair is dropping out of politics completely. So, Dennis, yours is the only organization that could possibly stop the political burnout. Best of luck to you, and thank you for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Too many calls, I'm afraid. Apologies to Lee and George. Call back tomorrow. We'll get you on the air right quick. Call at the top of the show or whenever it's convenient for you. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.